Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Batting third. The third baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Felder. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Gus Polidor. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Tom Filer. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Jefferson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rene Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Milwaukee. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor strikes out. 1 out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson strikes out. There goes Bradley. The throw from O'Brien to Polidor, and Bradley is out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. O'Brien bunts towards the mound. Milwaukee fields it and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to second. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Felder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsilak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polidor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sheets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milligan moves to second. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Melvin hits a line drive towards right. Felder catches it and throws to first to double up Sheets. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Polidor hits a fly ball into center field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Romero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polidor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bradley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orsilac. Brock reaches second base with a double. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 0 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Milwaukee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Stan Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jefferson for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Orsilac is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsilac hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polidor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Felder is 0 for 1 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Felder reaches second base with a double. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Polidor is 0 for 1 in the game. Polidor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Milwaukee covering, for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Felder moves to third. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 2 in the game. Romero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felder scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Milligan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milligan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Milligan reaches second base with a double. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sheets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a line drive towards first. Brock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Melvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polidor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brock hits a pop-up into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bradley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Felder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Felder hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Polidor is 0 for 2 in the game. Polidor hits a line drive into center field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Bragg's now playing left field. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsalak is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Milligan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Milligan reaches second base with a double. Orsalak moves to third. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheets is walked intentionally. Jim Traber pinch hits for Bob Melvin. Tony Foss is now pitching. Keith Moreland pinch hits for Jim Traber. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Braggs. Moreland reaches second base with a double. Orsalak scores. Milligan scores. Sheets moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Jamie Quirk pinch runs for Keith Moreland. Chuck Krim now pitching. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sheets scores. Quirk moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now catching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor strikes out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Romero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Romero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jefferson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into right field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux pinch hits for Joe Orsalak. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Devereaux now playing center field. Stan Jefferson now playing right field. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Greg Olson now pitching. Terry Francona pinch hits for Charlie O'Brien. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Braggs strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Felder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.